Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season two of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Steph Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today, as this comes out, it is the day after daylight savings. Oh, I just learned it's daylight saving time. It's not savings time. You do not put the S on there.
Oh, so is it one of those things that everybody does with an extra S on items? They're like, it's not that. It's Kroger, not Kroger's.
Yes. I've been doing it my whole life, but...
Well, it's kind of like how I said the internets. And everybody like,
yes,
stop it.
Yes. That is, like, we make that joke a lot about my mom, so I wonder if I'm slowly becoming more like my mom.
Yes, we are.
Yes, yes. So originally, as you heard me talk about in our last happy hour, where I was an anxious mess, this was going to be a different episode, this Monday Mini, and it's about self-disclosure, but that's big enough to be a full episode, so that's going to be coming out later this week. And I just got this idea where I was like, it's daylight saving, I want to look up women and daylight saving time. Mm-hmm. And it turns out there is some research about it. So we're going to talk about it. It also cracked me up because, okay, first, a content warning. We are going to be talking about sexual assault and harassment. Mm-hmm. Yep. But nothing in depth. But one of the arguments against it is when it is darker earlier than for a lot of women who don't feel safe, like going out in the dark. It's like curfew. But that made me think, jokingly, much less seriously, about Hocus Pocus. Because there's that scene at the end where Max is like, daylight saving time. And they fake the sunrise. And the witches are like, dying. But not really. But I was like, if that was true, those witches would have been in trouble. It would have really gotten them. So it's messing up for them, too. I know we've talked about this. What are your thoughts on daylight saving time?
I hate it. Point blank, I hate it. I think the one reprieve is like having the sun back, but trying to adjust. I am not good about time adjustments, whether it's traveling or anything. Like, it knocks me out. I don't know why. I am a sleepy person. So this does not help a very sleepy person. Also, sad is real, and I do have it, and I don't like it. And as a depressive personality, this is not okay. So I think we need to go away from it completely because it's also confusing. Like, it really wreaks havoc on you. And I don't understand why. Mm-hmm. It's not necessary. Like, we've talked about it too many times. We know it's not necessary anymore. Y'all are just trying to fool us because you like tradition. I don't know who you is, but I know it's you.
Yeah, you're coming out strong against some opponent that's not really here. But yeah.
The government.
the government. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit, because I know a lot of you have heard about this, because there's been a lot of people like Samantha who do not like it, who really don't like it. There's been a lot of research about how it does impact our bodies and like the history of it and why are we still doing it. I am going to talk about that a little bit. I used to like it, interestingly enough. I liked fall. I liked the one in fall, which is fallback. Mm-hmm. Because I got the extra hour.
The extra hour does seem nice.
Until again, it's darker.
Tomfoolery, because it's all dark at like 4 p.m. You're like, this is not okay.
Yes. So as I got older, the extra hour meant less. So, less and less. So I don't like it anymore. I really, really don't like it. And I never liked the spring forward one, because then you lose the hour.
Yeah.
But you get the extra hour of sunlight. That's sort of the thing. I used to run Wine and Dine, the Disney race every year. It happens over daylight saving. And I'd be so scared my phone alarm wouldn't go off, or like it wouldn't go off at the right time, even though most phones update automatically. But that meant I would like lie awake all night worried if my phone wasn't going to do the thing and I wouldn't wake up. So yeah, I don't like it anymore. I had a friend, I think I've told this story before, in college, she would throw what was called the party that never was. In between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m., it was a huge party. Drink mm-hmm. responsibly. We were supposed to finish a keg like it never existed, because the time would go back and then it would be 2 a.m. again. And it was like a thing she did every year, the party that never was. Interesting. So I did want to go over some brief history about this, even though I'm sure a lot of us are familiar. From John Hopkins, quote, Benjamin Franklin invented the concept in 1784, believing that rising earlier would economize candle usage and save people money.
Money.
Pushing clocks forward to make greater use of daylight during the warmer months was formally adopted during World War I as part of a global attempt to conserve energy. So, yeah, it's been around for a while. But, you know, people do actually still make arguments similar to this when they're saying this is why we keep it. But a lot of people are like, no, it doesn't work like that anymore.
We have to use more electricity during this time yeah. because it's darker sooner.
We're actually capturing kind of the how it plays out when a lot of people argue about this right now. I love it.
I hate that so much.
So, yes, studies have found it is not good for our health. Including increased risk of heart attack and stroke. It has been shown to impact our sleep, and more so for women, and less sleep also increases health risk. However, there are conflicting studies, or maybe more accurately, like counterpoint studies that are about mostly about the light part, about having more light and how that impacts our health and for the better. So, There are arguments on either side of that as well. But a majority of Americans do want to get rid of it. There has been legislation like the Sunshine Protection Act to do so. And there has been a history of trying to get rid of it and even trying to reinstate it, going back to at least the 70s. So here's a quote from CNN. During the energy crisis of the 1970s, we tried permanent daylight saving time again in the winter of 1973 to 1974. The idea again was to conserve fuel. It was a popular move at the time when President Richard Nixon signed the law in January 1974. But by the end of the month, Florida's governor had called for the law's repeal after 8 school children were hit by cars in the dark. Mm-hmm. Schools across the country delayed start times until the sun came up. I feel like there's another argument to be made there, though, about how early we're getting these kids to school.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're on a bus. Some routes start at 5 a.m. And yeah. that's just what time kids... I had to be up and out in the road, not even from my house. I had to walk down. So, like, we had to be way ahead of time because we couldn't see it coming. It wasn't like you hear it or see it coming, you run out the door, they wait for you.
Right.
It was a 5-minute walk from my house to that. And it's not that far, but... Again, I'm in the country.
Yeah.
So there's no bus stops. It's a 2-lane road, very much a curvy area. And I would have to get out there at like 7 a.m. And yeah. sometimes sun doesn't rise till like 6:45.
Right.
Stupid daylight savings time.
Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is I've long felt this. This is a different podcast. I feel like we're if you're talking about messing with sleep schedules and the school schedules we have kids on, young kids, you're messing with their sleep schedule. And I, you know, having to get up early before the sun has risen, I'm not sure like daylight saving time is the answer to that. It could be maybe we shift the schedule of the school.
Right.
Or something else. I'm just saying, like, I don't know that that's the one thing to blame for that.
There's so much, because bus riding, accessibility, yep. There's a lot of conversations when it comes to buses in itself, mm-hmm. transportation, who's protected, who's not protected. Like, this is a whole socioeconomic conversation
yep.
that has to be had in general. But darkness does not help.
No. No, it doesn't.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's another quote from CNN. In the U.S., states are not required by law to fall back or spring forward. Hawaii, most of Arizona, and some territories in the Pacific and Caribbean do not observe daylight saving time. The twice-yearly switcheroo is irritating enough to lawmakers of all political stripes that the U.S. Senate passed legislation in March 2022 to make daylight saving time permanent. The bill passed by unanimous consent. It would need to pass the House of Representatives and be signed by President Joe Biden to become the law. It did not pass the House of Representatives. Then they reintroduced it, and that's where it is now, I'm pretty sure. Mm. And it was confusing because my older brother was swearing me up and down, like, no, daylight saving doesn't exist anymore. I was like, I'm pretty sure it does. I'm like, well, I feel like I would have heard of that if it had gone away. No, it is still in effect right now. But this brings us to women specifically and daylight saving time, because I found a lot of articles around tips for women on making the most of the, quote, extra hour, or for spring ahead, the extra hour of light, whether it is going for a run, working on a skill, or even just being able to do something safely as a woman. So from WRC, here's a quote. The joy was for us as women feeling more independent because the daylight allows us to do what we always want to do after work. Instead of feeling so unsafe, we choose to just go home, go to the gym, or rely on friends and family for safety in numbers. A large part of that is because we live in a culture that does not take street harassment or sexual assault seriously. Not only are we truly frightened of being attacked on a regular basis, but we are also acutely aware that society still holds us responsible in many ways if and when we are assaulted. So this article, it opens with them having kind of a fun, what are you going to do with this hour? But it quickly became apparent that they were all like talking about safety. Mm-hmm. So the quote goes on, women and men need to ask and listen to the women in their lives to really understand the constant fear we all feel when we are alone on the street, particularly at night. The restriction we have with the amount of time to enjoy activities after work, how we need to strategically park our cars in well-lit areas because it will be dark by the time we finish happy hour with our friends, or deciding to play inside with our kids and wait until our partner comes home to go for family walks. This fear is real. Street harassment is scary, and the fear of being attacked always looms. And yeah, I do take that into account. Darkness. I hadn't really thought about it in terms of daylight savings. Daylight saving. Oh, no. I also found a lot of students, college students, that have written about this, describing daylight saving as a curfew, as I said. Basically, like, if you have to be alone at night, out alone at night, telling people where you are, FaceTiming friends, having 911 already up. When it gets darker earlier, it does feel like, oh, a new curfew has been put in place.
Right. Oh, that's actually going to be an implication of like a racist standard, too, because we know sundown towns existed and still exist today. And that is the very big implication of what kind of danger you hit into. So you lose a whole hour. So if you're a person of color, if you're a Black person in general, if you're a part of the Black community that lives or is going through an area, mm-hmm. don't realize that there's daylight savings time or whatnot, especially like before digital, where we couldn't just automatically know.
Right.
I couldn't imagine the mm-hmm. level of danger and like, oh,
yeah.
There's so many things that there's like that makes me scared for people. But like in general, like it is kind of if you think of it in that terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has a lot of implications. I did want to end with, I found this article and at first I was like, this isn't serious, right? It is satire. So,
okay.
but I did see these legitimately in several articles. So they're kind of making fun of these tips. It was an article called For Today's Woman, Make the Most of Daylight Saving Time or Die Trying by R.L. Mazes. I hope I got that somewhat right. Quote, work overtime to increase your earnings. You need to make up for the wage gap and for spending half of what you earn on overpriced dry cleaning razors, personal care products, your new business suit that automatically leans in, and the primal scream therapy you signed up for after your insurance stopped covering birth control. And just kidding about extra pay for working overtime. You're a woman. Working extra is your thing. Two, cook a gourmet meal that's vegan, gluten-free, nut-free, ketogenic, and low-carb to meet the needs of your low-maintenance family. Hit yourself on the head with the skillet. That's the only way you're getting to bed early. Three, engage in some emotional labor. Four, plan your political campaign. Bake cookies and brandish them at a press conference where you shout, "We can have it all." Go home and binge on the cookies in the back of a dark closet. Five, run 20 miles and take a dozen step classes. Six, if you're a young woman, practice walking in heels, putting on mascara, lipstick, eyeliner, foundation, blush, and shaving and waxing everywhere. Seven, if you're no longer young, dye your hair and have a procedure. So, yeah, I mean, it's so true. So many times when I find these articles for women, the advice is like, work harder.
Right. Do something creative. Create things. Yes. Be busy.
Yes.
Hate yourself.
And of course,
figure out why what's wrong with you.
Right. Figure out what is wrong with you, your whole thing. And I should have known, like, this morning, because I did this research this morning, when I typed in women and daylight saving time, I would find these articles. They're like, make use of your extra hour. Like, I'm going to take use of that by sleeping in.
Right. I love it. Like, you get an extra hour of this. I'm like, of what? Of sadness? Right. Yeah. Of being in the dark?
Right.
Of going into a fetal position hoping that the sun will come to rescue you? I don't know. What else?
Oh, man. It's sad, but true.
Sad, but true. Yeah. We laugh because we can't. We don't want to cry.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I hope it's going well for you listeners. I hope it's going well for future you and I, Samantha, because it hasn't happened yet.
I'll let you know.
Okay, cool. I'm sure I'll be hearing from you about it. You clearly have some strong opinions.
I have opinions.
You do. You do. We love it. Well, listeners, if you would like to contact us about your strong opinions about this, you can. Our email is stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book that you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Yeah. How are y'all doing? Is this going to be okay for you?
Yeah, let us know.
What are your opinions?
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stephon Never Told You's production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.